Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is three reasons why you should still be kind to your spouse, even if you are upset with him. Before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. Visit my website to download it. Now let's dive in and talk about three reasons why you should still be kind to your spouse, even if you are upset with him. Recently, when I spoke at a mom's group, I presented the idea that as wives, we should still be kind and speak words of affirmation to our husbands, even if we do not receive them in return. This idea was met with resistance. One woman said she was communicating those words of affirmation, but she feared she was doing it too much because her husband was getting a big head. That was annoying to her. Another woman asked, why should we have to do all the work of being kind and communicating words of affirmation to our husbands in hopes of him reciprocating? These types of thoughts are not uncommon among women, especially when they are upset with their husbands. But these thoughts are sabotaging the marriages of these women. And they show us that these women are hurting, that they're in a place where they don't feel like they're receiving what they need out of their marriage. And it sounds like they need help knowing what to do. I know how that is. I've been there too. But what many of us women don't realize is that we are the ones with the power to change our marriage. We single-handedly have the power to bring peace and happiness back to our marriage if we are willing to do the work. And it is work. It is work. I recognize that. So today, I want to share with you three good reasons why we as wives should be willing to be kind to our husbands, even if we are upset with them, even if they don't reciprocate. So let's dive in. Reason number one, we're going to look to the Bible for some wisdom. In Matthew 5:44, Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Now, hopefully your husband is not your enemy, but if you are upset with him right now, you might feel like he's an enemy to your happiness. But even so, God asks us to love everyone. And it's easy to love people who are being kind to us, right? But much more difficult when we feel that someone is undeserving of our kindness. I've been there. I know how that feels. There's one other piece of wisdom in the Bible that I wanted to mention today. In Romans 12:18, Jesus says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. So again, we're being asked by God to try to create peace with everyone in our life. And who better to make an effort to be kind to than our husband? He is truly the most important person besides God that we should be trying to create peace with. And this is for the betterment of our children and our family, right? Because we want our children to grow up in a happy, healthy home. And when we work ourselves on creating that health and happiness for ourselves and for our husbands and with our God, we create happiness for our whole family. And so those are just two pieces of wisdom I wanted to share with you from the Bible. But I know that there is something that I'm excited to share with you, and it's some recent research that's been done about why one person acting kind can make a difference. So it's a big statistic. I'm so excited. This is proof that being kind to your husband, even when he does not reciprocate, can turn your marriage around into that happy, satisfying relationship that you are looking for. In her research for her book, The Kindness Challenge, author Shanti Feldhahn discovered that when one partner in a relationship made a concerted effort to be kind for at least 30 days, 74% of them said their partner also changed for the better. So let me reiterate that. 74% of people who made an effort to be kind to their spouse, regardless of how their spouse was treating them, reported that their partner changed too. So what this tells us is that when we change ourselves, we impact the other person positively as well. I always like to say, if you change yourself, you will change your marriage. So we can conclude from this evidence that the kindness in the face of adversity is not only the right thing to do, but also most of the time that kindness comes back to us. So yes, we as the wives are putting in the effort to be kind when we might not feel like it. But hopefully knowing that at least 74% of the time that kindness comes back could be motivating to you and me to keep trying, because it's possible and it gives us hope. So finally, reason number three, what we focus on is what we see. If we are focused on the ways our husband is annoying us or upsetting us, then that is what we will see. But if we focus on being kind to him and affirming him and looking for where he does something good or something right, we will see that maybe he's not such a bad guy. And you know, this is not some woo-woo talk here. There's actually science behind it. It's how our brains are wired. Humans are wired to notice threats and bad feelings first. This was originally destined to keep us alive, to keep us alive. But because of it, our minds have a tendency to more easily notice the bad and miss the good that's right in front of us. Think about it. Have you ever had like a mostly good day, but maybe like one bad thing happened? Like you had an argument with your spouse or maybe someone else, or you had a tough phone call with the cable company or an altercation with another driver on the road. Have you ever noticed that your mind fixates on that bad part of your day and sort of ignores all the other good things that happened? This means that we need to take deliberate action to notice the good. And we can do this with our husbands. We can do this in our marriages. One question that sometimes moms ask me, or women, is, what if you don't feel like it? What if I don't feel like it? I'm too tired, I'm too exhausted from everything else. Well, I guess it depends on how we want our marriage to be. And I thought I would pull in some wisdom here from author Kathy Lipp. She wrote a book called The Husband Project. She says, we get to choose how we act. Sometimes we just have to choose to act kind and loving regardless of how we feel. And I think she's right. I've seen this work in my favor and in the favor of the clients I coach. One client recently spent 5 days trying to find 5 things each day to be grateful for with her husband. Afterward, she said, I have been doing this list of 5 things I love about my husband in marriage every day for a week now. It's been really good for me and seems to have improved our relationship. I'm making a conscious effort not to focus on the negative, but to see the good in my husband. And guess what? He is not so bad. It seems I have been taking him for granted at times and have been overly critical of him. I will continue to do this in my marriage and can see how I can apply it to my other relationships. What a good thing. Thank you for turning me on to the right direction. Another woman who was working on finding gratitude about her husband said she's already noticing some improvement in her marriage after only several days of working on being more positive. She could already notice some subtle changes in how her husband was behaving. So that just is awesome. And I just love these kind of testimonials. It inspires me to keep trying when I don't feel like it. And I hope it inspires you too. So those are those 3 good reasons why we wives should be kind to our husbands, even when our husbands are not being kind to us. 1, the Bible gives us wisdom on that. 2, 74% of the time, the kindness will be returned. And 3, what we focus on is what we see. So let's focus on the good. I would like to challenge you to make an effort for the next week to show up in your marriage with more intentional kindness and see how it changes. And now I know it's easier said than done. So if you need a little help, or if you want to work on being intentionally kind and improving your marriage, please reach out to me. I have a plan that will help you. So thank you so much for listening in today. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember, I have a free marriage makeover guide on my website to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Just head on over to tinaheisman.com and join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And also, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching for women only. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you. I will see you next week.